Hello, everyone. It's Jenny Heckman. I'm here with Jenny's Tattle Tales, and to my left is Andrea Falescu, and we are here doing an interview with Rebecca Queen.
Hello.
She's a YA fantasy author.
Hi.
And she writes the series, the Celestian novel series, and today we're spotlighting Elysian. So, Rebecca, welcome. Thank you so much for coming on with us.
Thank you for having me. I'm super excited to be here.
Oh, it's so great to have you. So you're brand new, right? You're just starting out and that's so exciting. And your book is coming out on the 4th of May.
Yes.
Right? Okay. And it's coming out on Amazon and all the regular retailers.
Yeah, so right now, the only thing I know for a fact is Amazon and Barnes & Noble, but like going through websites, I'm pretty sure it's everywhere.
I'm going to start with some questions for you. The first is, if you could map out the next 5 years of your writing life, what would that look like?
Ooh, okay. Well, right now I'm working on the sequel for Elysian, and I have a trilogy planned. So I see myself finishing that, but really the world of the Celestian novel series is so potentially big that I really hope to explore inside of it and write from different characters and different points in time. So maybe that, but I also have another project in the works that is also a YA, but it's a completely different story, different world.
Oh, perfect. What's that about?
Well, it's about a girl, of course. is taken to an elite school, as it's known to the public, but in reality, it is a boarding school for people with powers who are trained by the government and then sent out and used as weapons.
Oh, that's really cool. And that is separate from what you're doing now, though.
Yeah, completely different world.
Very cool. That's great. You're going to be ambitious. You're going to have lots of books coming out. That's going to be great. That's really great. okay, what genre have you never written that you would like to write, and why?
Well, I've only written YA, and I've only written one book and a half. So I'm writing YA fantasy right now, but I would like to explore into contemporary, because I do have like a lot of personal stories that I would like to kind of get out there, and not like, you know, like memoir type of thing, but like actually incorporating into like a story. I think that'd be kind of interesting. And also, like I mentioned before while we were chatting, I'm from Peru.
Yeah.
So obviously I've lived in the US most of my life, but I'm from Peru. And when I was living in the United States myself, I was actually kind of very, very dumb. And whenever like my parents mentioned Peru to me, I would imagine what I had seen in like The Emperor's New Groove. I don't know if you've seen that movie. So for me, Peru was ponchos and llamas. And obviously that is not what the country is. Potentially, I would like to incorporate some of that into my writing as well, you know, to maybe tell the story, show a little bit of what like different countries are like. I've gotten the chance to travel quite a lot now, and so there's a lot of the world that we think we know, but in reality, it's a completely different thing.
And it is different, isn't it? When you do travel and you go to some another place and you do see that there's a whole other world going on, it's completely different than yours. Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
It's definitely not just what you see in movies and television.
Yeah. But it also isn't so different that we're too many worlds apart either. So that's kind of, you do learn all of that.
I think it's so cool that she's in Peru.
Yeah.
Peru is on my bucket list for sure.
Oh God, it'd be a lot cooler if it weren't summer.
I was just going to say, you said it's summer there. So that's pretty hot.
Yeah. The seasons are flipped.
What inspires you in your life and in your work?
That's a really difficult question. I guess I'm inspired more than anything by, I guess the people and the stories around me at this point, because before I started writing, I hadn't realized the fact that every person that you see and, you know, every person that you meet or cross on the street has a story that we're not really aware of and a background and an entire life that we know nothing about. And so now, after, because I've started writing and because I need to like create backstories for a lot of different characters, so when I cross people and I start thinking about like, well, what is this person like? What's their story like? Or even when like I started thinking about people that I didn't like in university or in college, school. What were they like? What did they have to be the way they were? And so that one thing that really is inspiring me right now to continue writing is that question. Like, what are people like that we don't like, that, you know, what's their story that we don't see?
I love that. I do that a lot myself. You can sit there and you watch somebody go by and you can create a
Yeah,
story or figure out
walking.
what's going on behind the closed doors and
Exactly.
stuff. I also do that with time. You know, you think about our ancestors and you know, what would they be thinking about life now and what was their story? Because they're kind of almost mythical creatures out there, the people that
It's really
aren't.
hard to imagine.
Yeah, it really is. It really is. What do you like best about, so your the book Elysian, is that do you have a heroine or is it a hero? Who's and what do you like best about them?
So it's one main heroine, but oh gosh, that sounds bad. Heroine, so let's pronounce it like that. But she's not the only main character. There's kind of like there's a group, but the main girl, she the what I like best about her is that she is kind of like who I envisioned myself to be when I was a little kid. This is something that I mentioned in the other interview as well, that when I started writing the story, where it came from was from a collection of stories I'd written with a couple other girls, and each of us had a character that represented us and who we wanted to be when we were older. So yeah, so the main character of Elysian, Kari, is actually who I wanted to be when I was 11 or 12. Yeah, so she's super badass, super brave, kind of reckless, but in a like she's really fun. So I would like to think that I became somewhat like her.
Oh, that's great. That's great. So what would you say to her if you could just go and hang out with her for a little bit? It sounds like you'd have a lot to talk about.
Oh, geez. Where would I start? Maybe with "Please don't kill me."
Why don't you tell us a little bit about her? What kind of a character is she?
Well, she is not human to start with. She's actually a reincarnation of a goddess. I'm not going to say which one because that'd be too much spoilers.
Okay.
But
Can you
she,
say what mythology?
yeah.
What?
So basically, what I've done with Elysian is that I've taken stories and myths from everywhere and I've given them an explanation.
Oh, okay.
So all the stories, all the mythology, all even religions, all stem from this one group of gods who has appeared in Earth throughout different points in time when they weren't supposed to, breaking the rules.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah,
That's great.
and one of them is Kari.
Kari. Okay. Okay. And you can't tell us which goddess or anything that she is, because that's a spoiler.
Yeah, that's a big spoiler.
Okay. Okay. I write Greek mythology myself, and there's
I've
very few,
seen.
there's so few people that actually kind of get out of the whole werewolf and vampire ethos. So I love hearing that you're writing about this. I'm excited to read your book. What
Absolutely. Thank you.
space, when you're writing, I see you're nice. Is this where you write, where you're at right
Yes.
now? What's your
Yes.
space like there? What do you need to write?
Well, I'm in my bedroom right now, and if I aim the camera anywhere but here, it's a mess. So usually the first thing that I need to do to sit down and write is clean up a little bit so that I can concentrate and like my head
That
isn't
helps
chaotic in
creativity,
the
you
room.
know, declaring definitely helps
Yeah,
with
yeah.
creativity.
Yeah.
It really does. It helps you think.
Oh, yeah.
And well, right now I'm sitting at my desk. I have my bookshelf in the background, and I like this because I like sitting next to my books kind of inspires me and be like, oh, you know what? Someone's gonna have my book up there eventually.
Isn't that fun when you can think about that and realize that somebody's going to be buying your book and they're going to be reading your words that came out of your mind? And that's fun, isn't it?
So I waver between thinking it's fun and then having crippling anxiety.
Yeah, it is your baby, right? I mean, it's
hard. This is the first one, you know, it's really crazy and super scary thinking that people are going to read something that came out of my head.
Yep.
And I guess it's better when I think strangers are going to read it than people I know. That's the scary part.
Yeah, right? Or yeah. I don't know if you're writing YA, so do you have too many love scenes and those kinds of things in it? Or is it just straight up YA? Or
so it's straight up YA. There are, I mean, I'm not going to say that there isn't anything sexual because, I mean, teens are teens. Yeah. But it's more of a fade out kind of thing.
Okay. Like,
it's not explicitly said.
Right.
What would be the age of your ideal reader? I'm just asking because I have two nieces. There are teens that they just turn into two digits.
Is that I guess ideally maybe like 14, 15.
14, 15.
Okay. Yeah, but to be honest, I mean, I read 50 Shades. No, I read 50 Shades when I was older. But I read books like 50 Shades-esque when I was super young because I found one in the library.
Well, I was reading Sandra Brown when I was like 12 because I found it in my
No. So I have a couple of these. Like this series, I started reading it when I was about 11 or 12. It's the Riley Jensen series, but I started reading it because I found it in the library and it was about werewolves and the cover looked really interesting. And then it was very not appropriate for my age. But I loved it. I still loved it.
Well, speaking of covers, let's see yours. You had yours on your phone because she hasn't gotten your books yet. You're still, because you're in Peru and with COVID, it's been hard to get your books. So they're coming. Yeah. I love your cover. I think your cover is beautiful. Put it up again. Yeah. I love that.
Yeah. Jenny loves covers that are not like, you know, bare chested.
Yeah.
I'm not the biggest fan of those either because they don't look good on my bookshelf.
I know exactly what you're saying. Okay. Yeah. Kind of have said what's next for you, but what's your plan? What you're working on book two now?
Yes, I'm about halfway through book two. I kind of haven't written the last half of it yet. I'm at the midway point, but I reached a point where I was thinking over what I'd written. And I went back. I know you're not supposed to do that, but I went back and I completely changed the first half of the story. It's very different now.
How do you plan your stories?
Well, Elysian, I just wrote. I didn't really plan it. I didn't think about it. I just sat down one day and I started writing because I already knew the characters and I'd already been with the story for a really long time. Or at least part of it, because I did change the story from what it used to be. But I knew the characters, and that was the only thing that was really important to sit down and to start writing. And it really just happened organically. I never planned it. I didn't know where it was going to go. And then when I was about three-fourths of the way there, I realized, oh my God, I have a book here. What do I do now? Don't I have to end this? How do I end this? Googling, researching, like when, like how much of like should the end of the book take up, or and how many words, how many pages, all that kind of stuff, and I realized, okay, well, if I want to fit the entire story here, I can't do it in one book.
Yeah,
and I need to end this book right now, otherwise it's going to be like 3,000 pages long.
And it'll never get picked up. And then what?
Yeah, right? So I finished that story there, but I'd already sort of written what was going to happen in the rest of the story in my head. And really the only thing I did after that was find a way to fit it into two more books so that it wouldn't go on forever.
Perfect. That's great.
Now for the next ones, I've outlined.
You know, to be totally honest, that's exactly how I started too. Is my first book, I was a total pantser, and I everything was very disorganized, but it made sense to me. And then when I got it on the page, it all kind of organized itself. But and outlining, I find that I make an outline with my plot points, and then how I get there is pantsing. Is that how you find yourself too?
Yeah, same. So I know the important things that have to happen, but I don't know when they're going to happen or how it's going to happen. It's just the characters are doing whatever they feel like doing at this point.
Yeah, perfect. Perfect. Okay, well, so this is my last question I like to ask people at the end of the interview is, what would you most like to say to the readers out there?
Well, first, I would like to thank everyone who is interested in buying Elysian. And tell you guys that, well, one, we have the first chapter of Elysian up on my website available to read right now. So you can go ahead and do that. And from there, you can go ahead and pre-order. Yes. And the website is therebeccaquain.wixsite.com/home. So if you go on there, you can find all the links to pre-order, all the links to read the book. We also have teasers that are going up every Tuesday and Thursday. Oh, which is a lot of fun because I really enjoy putting up just snippets of the book without any context.
That's fun. That's a good way to do it.
Yeah, I'm loving that. And aside from that, you can find me on all social medias. It is at TheRebeccaQueen everywhere, and that includes Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, absolutely everywhere. So I'm very happy to chat with anyone on there.
Nice. And today you can also find Rebecca on Jenny's Tattletales at jennyheckman.com. And all of these things will also be on our website that will link you to her pages and her social media as well. And you can learn more about Rebecca in the interview there. I'm so excited for you. I'm so happy for your journey. And I think you're going to really have a lot of fun in the next few months as you're going crazy trying to promote and do your thing.
It's insane.
Well, congratulations. I'll let you turn your fan back on and you can get cool.
I'll stop burning up. I'm turning into an icicle.
It was really, really a great pleasure to meet you, Rebecca. Good luck on the book.
Thank you so much for having me.